Welcome to episode 5 of People Have Too Much Time on Their Hands. And that's clearly why you're listening. Otherwise known as Counterpint or Pint Counterpint. We've shortened it to Counterpint on
Instagram.
It's easier
to say. Yeah, I had a secondary title.
Did you?
I wanted to call it In the Can.
In the Can. I don't think anybody should. I don't want you to listen. If you're listening to this, In the Can,
we have more questions.
We have more questions than
we want your patronage, but
not like that.
But like, just wait.
Yeah, just
wait. I mean, I'd say wait for a car ride, but yeah. Like, who's driving right now?
That's true.
So basically, he may be listening on the cam.
Yeah. So, anyways, my name is Carnell. I'm actually in the middle of doing some work right now for. Our good friends, What's Brewing.
Did you say good friends?
Good friends.
Oh, okay.
France is just okay.
I mean, hey, I'd like to go there.
I've been.
Not right now.
It's just okay. I love France.
You own a castle.
I own a castle. What's Brewing. I do What's Brewing. I used to have a blog. I've been doing Pacific Beer Chat for a while. I have an Instagram where some people seem to care. This is Dan. Dan has a degree in political science, and he drinks craft beer about 70% of the time he's drinking beer.
That's an accurate statement. And you know what, Carnell?
What? No, I don't.
Not only do you have an Instagram,
yes.
I almost fucked that up. Counterpoint, we got an Instagram.
We do. We have over 100 followers.
Over 100 followers.
That's right.
Largely mom-based.
Yes, thank God we have
the social,
so many mothers.
The social groups of our moms, they are actually, their online presence is deep.
My mom called me the other day and she said, I was listening to your podcast and like I was simultaneously like happy that my mom listened to my podcast and then like also a little bit upset that was like one of the people doesn't count anymore in their countings or their rankings.
My mom had notes.
Your mom had notes?
She had notes. She's like, I think you should speak up, dear. My mom doesn't talk like that. I was at my parents' house last night, quick aside.
Yeah.
And they said the funniest thing about all family members is if you do an impression of them, it's never accurate. It's just largely derogatory.
Yeah, you're just taking the worst bits.
Yeah, like my mom is apparently, according to my father, is just this insane person. My dad is this bastard. My brothers are just these morons. I'm curious, do you guys do that in your family at all? Like they were referencing it?
I'm curious. Do you have families at all?
I'm curious. Do you kids out there have families?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got. Apparently I say you kids out there because apparently all I want to be, and I said apparently
you just want to be a dad?
I just want to be Don Cherry.
You dress like a dad.
I dress like Skate Dad. We've had this conversation.
Skate Dad is still a dad.
That was like my kind of like funny pickup line, like when I was in the dating pool for a while. I was like, I'm Skate Dad.
Are you dressing for the job you want with these ladies?
I mean, I don't want them coming in thinking expectations. Then boom, I show up in a suit and they're like, oh, I didn't know that was coming. Like,
I don't
exceed the expectations.
Nobody thinks that way.
I do.
Okay. So we're drinking beers.
Yeah.
We're drinking beers on Counterpint that has an Instagram. Part of the Pacific Beer Chat Familia. Famiglia. You ever notice how Italian as a language just has, it's just too many vowels?
It's just Latin with A's.
It's like the same way they cook. They're like, let's throw some garlic and cheese in that. They were like, hey, this language works pretty well.
Yeah.
Let's just add some vowels all over the place. Anyways.
I mean, that's like a Southern Italian thing.
I think they spell the language
know.
The same way.
I'm no Italologist.
Just a toe thing. Over here in the leg of the boot.
Yeah.
Do you think that's how they describe themselves? Like, oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from the leggy
thigh.
Bit.
I'm the calf.
I'm a cankle.
I'm a toe. Oh, don't be from the cankle.
The toe.
Now I want to look it up, but we won't be doing that. Because this is a theater of the mind, not... Yeah, that's right. Oh, big word. This is not a visual podcast.
Remember when we, several weeks ago, when we started this, it was a debate podcast?
Yeah.
It's not that anymore.
I mean, much like one of your favorite breweries, Twin Sails, we pivoted. Mm.
We pivoted.
Now it's just banter.
It's some point.
It's banter with planning and the animal and it's not a beer review podcast, but we do drink beer while we do it.
What are you drinking,
Dan? I am drinking, ironically, from that point of Italy, I am drinking the Bella Birra, which also hits your other point. I'm sorry if you're Italian. I'm not good. The Italian Pilsner by... podcast favorite ABC.
Don't tell us what you think.
If you follow the Instagram, I do quick beer reviews that aren't beer reviews. They're just me drinking a beer.
That's right.
I mean, my opinion is this is pretty good beer. That's about as deep as I'm going.
Cool. Well, that's a lot. I am drinking one of the things on it. Yeah, I really hate the naming conventions of this brewery. And I really don't like their tasting room either, but I do enjoy their beer.
I know.
So, Anyways.
They're good in spite of everything they did.
They're good in spite of themselves.
Also, we love you guys, but...
It's like that friend who dresses too well. Yeah, and you're like, we're going to the mall.
It's just my brother.
It's stop wearing a scarf. We're going to be indoors the whole time.
Oh, like Brad.
That's right.
Shout out to Brad. Shout out to Brad.
So anyways, by now you know I'm talking about 33 Acres. I'm drinking 33 Acres of Ocean.
I call it Trey. That's a good beer. It's really
but it gives you no indication of what it is. You're like, what are you drinking? Oh, I'll have a bit of Ocean. You want salt water? Yeah. Like, it should be a good one.
When I go there, I just order it by the beer type, not the titles, because they're so dumb.
It's like when I was...
By the way, they went with... Sorry, I'll let you go. But like, 33 Acres Cider is just 33 Acres of Cider. They couldn't go on like Orchards or... Like they really phoned in on that one. They didn't stick to the gimmick.
What's apple growing? Is that like agriculture?
Oh, wow. No, I'm not that deep on that. I thought orchard was a good thing.
Horticulture?
Nope.
No, that's horticulture. It's just plants. My thing is like, it's like I...
Orchologist?
Going to 33 Acres reminds me of going to like Starbucks when I was first started high school. Because I was like, I know what coffee is.
Back in the
1990s. I don't know anything else. And they're like, what size do you want? You're like, medium? I mean, I don't know. Venti or grande
that
or something?
That just means 20.
I go into 33 Acres, like, what beer do you want? I'm like, plants. I want 33 Acres of plants, I think. Is that a thing you guys have? Anyways, the beer smells real nice. And I'm going to drink it for the What's Brewing tasting panel, which probably will likely be coming out around the time this podcast comes out.
Ooh,
so if you want to hear my beer review, it'll be in there. Anyways, we got points and counterpoints. Pints and counterpints.
We forgot what the damn name of our show was, but that's okay. We didn't pick it. The editor did.
All right.
And he killed it.
And we're also trying to make this like one straight shot so the editor doesn't have to edit because he's a nice guy and he doesn't want to listen to our shit all the time.
His name?
Cam. Cam's a great guy.
Cam in the can. All right. Want to kick things off?
No, you're up.
Oh, I'm up.
Yeah, it says number one. And
well,
it's yours, point.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. No, children can't listen to this. This is explicit. We are fast approaching on the weirdest Mother's Day you will ever experience, probably. Well, actually, if you have a normal family, every Mother's Day is weird as shit. But we're talking, in a normal world, what's the place you take your mom? Probably beer-based, because that's the whole point of why we sit down and talk about this stuff.
Okay, so where do you take your mom? No, you start, so you make the point.
I know, I'm just having fun with
it. And
that.
Then I make the
Where am I taking my mom? Well, I'm tossed up between two places. She loves herself at Twin Sails.
Mm, who doesn't?
Just the Frog and Nightgown Pub in beautiful Coquitlam, British Columbia, Canada.
Who doesn't love, like, faux dives are cool. Who doesn't like a real dive?
I mean, they clean it up a bit, but I distinctly remember I was about 20 years old. I definitely was like 25, not 20. And my birthday is April 29th, so it's always close to Mother's Day. And, like, I hadn't gotten a present, and then somehow I conned my mom into buying me a suit that year. I don't know how it worked. Love you, Mom. You're the best. I don't know how this happened. And then to make like up for it, I took her to the Frog and Nightgown, and we had like a great mother-son date. That's a weird thing to say. We just hung out and drank beer. And my mom can knock back the beers. She's like, the first three, she crushed them. Four and above, she's screwed. But she can knock back the brewskis. So yeah, I or she likes Twin. She was super bum when, as we spoke about their pivot, she really liked their early menu.
Yeah, well, it would have been more in place, you know, right now, which is like 4 years down the road. I can't disagree with you necessarily because I think my mom
lists you like.
Yeah, well, my mom likes them too. She's also a big fan of the Parkside. And I am calling it the Parkside.
I like it.
Yeah, the Parkside.
The Parkside.
But I'm gonna make go out, and I'm gonna pivot.
Okay.
Pivot. And I'm gonna change this to what is the most mom brewery?
I mean, just whatever they're proud of
and did a
good job.
And I've got the
I love you so much.
I've got the brewery in mind that is definitely a brewery. Like when you think of mom being like, oh, this is so nice. Let me put this on the fridge where everyone can see it.
Okay.
I have
can
the
I take
brewery
guesses, or do I
equivalent
have to,
of that.
The brewery equivalent of your mom. Oh.
Keep in mind, this means it's not good. She just likes you.
Yeah. I have a degree in political science. Clearly my mom just likes me.
Damn, we're so proud of you. We'll put it on
what
the
are you
fridge
do
where everyone can see
it. Fine.
My minor's in poli sci.
Oh, it's a good degree to do nothing with. But, you know, so are a lot.
Every time's like, why is the government doing this? Like, ooh, I know.
But you're like, but I don't really, because I haven't read the news this year.
I know why they can.
I'm out of the cycle. But I can talk to you about how we got here.
Anyways.
You're challenging me?
The most mom brewery.
The most mom brewery.
I got one. I got one in the chamber. If you need a moment.
Do you have one that you're challenging me or asking me what is the best?
I'm asking you what the most mom brewery is, but I also have the most mom brewery in mind. And I'll think about what is the most mom part of Vancouver.
Oh, so we're in town.
Like, well, I'm saying Metro Vancouver.
Like R&B?
No.
Well, I had a momentary lapse. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, the most mom part of Vancouver.
You know, my mom's favorite brewery in town is Storm.
Okay, here we go. You're gonna be
it'll click.
Taken aback by how Calcium. Right I am. No. The most mom part of Vancouver, and I'm saying Metro Vancouver, is the North Vancouver Quay.
Yeah.
And the most, wow, look at what you did. Let's put that on the fridge. Brewery, which means it's not that great.
I'm waiting for this.
Ah, shit. I forgot the name.
Okay. Well, like, tell me more about this and I'll get up the Google Maps.
It's, so the Lonsdale Quay Brewery.
Yeah, my dad.
Greenleaf.
There you go.
Greenleaf is not a great brewery.
Nope.
And it pains me to say that because I want every brewery to be great and do well. And unfortunately, they had some interesting stuff when they first started. But it's and not to say their beer couldn't be good in the future. I don't know. I haven't gone by very often. The fact is that when I think of a mom brewery, like that's a brewery, like your mom's like out on the town with the gals. And she comes home at like 4 p.m. and she gives you a call. She's like, I just had the nicest day and I wanted to call you because I found out about this great new brewery. And you're like, oh yeah? And she's like, it's called Greenleaf. It's in the Quay.
And you're like, I know about
and
it.
You're like, yeah. Yeah. She's like, they had beer there and beer to go and a patio where you could see the sea bus.
And your father and I, we sat there and you know, we had a snack and you know what we did? And we saw, and your cousin was there. That's every mom's story. Is just all men. There's no beginning. There's no end. It's just like, what are you talking about?
And my mom would be like, oh, and they had. I saw a sandwich spot.
But I can't remember. And then, but like, your dad didn't want to go in. But then I wanted to. But so we split it. That's every story my parents.
My mom would say. I saw a sandwich shop, and I really wanted to get a sandwich because the sandwiches look so good. And you have to go get the sandwich there because they looked amazing. And I would say, well, why don't you just go get a sandwich and go sit down at Greenleaf Brewing? And she's like, you can do that? Yes, you can do
that. I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know. Next time I'll know. You'll never go back. But whatever. Anyways, Greenleaf.
Then I have a follow-up. Dogwood.
No, because no one goes to Dogwood.
Dogwood's like your mom's poor. No, but it was that kind of thing. It was more like good job. I'm glad you tried. You tried. Like, yeah. I don't know why you put a brewery here. What's your target demographic? People coming back from Superstore?
No, what's it called again?
Dogwood?
Dogwood.
It's kind of like cool, funky, weird, like...
No, their target market is like organic expats from the UK. That's their target market.
Who lives around there, though? Like,
no one.
It's in like a weird factory. That's why I've been there.
You often see their beer on the shelves.
Really?
That's because it doesn't go anywhere after it hits the shelf.
We love you guys, but stop doing that. Okay. Actually, for my mom...
No one's sending us beer for this podcast.
Is Callister... No, who did Boombox start out of?
Callister.
If I were to like actually say my mom as a person would like that would be hers. Like weird art on the walls, and then like I don't know. I just let this guy do this thing. That's my mom.
If mom was a brewery, I don't know.
Your mom would be.
It'd probably be the Parkside.
Your mom would be a British one.
It's not. Well, I mean the Parkside's pale ale is fairly British. She actually really loves that one. Anyways, I think we've
that was a good. Not to bag on Greenleaf, but my dad worked. He just retired from ICBC, so he knows the Lonsdale Quay very well. He went in there once, and he was like, "It's garbage."
Yeah,
well, he did not like it.
You know what? North Van has a real... They got some great high-end, some interesting low-end. But I think we milked this topic.
Yeah.
Somebody actually said to us they really enjoyed the 10 minutes, and I just took a look, and we're about 10 minutes from the starting.
Oh, good. Well, we aim to follow your feedback. Okay. So, thanks.
Thanks. We know of three people who listen to this podcast. Yeah. The guy who said that, the guy who said he just listened to our podcast.
And our moms.
And our... Oh, it's four. Moms.
I
also listened to it twice.
Did your wife listen to it?
No, she wouldn't listen to it.
She can't.
No, she would just... I don't want her to listen to the podcast.
We talk shit about her.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. Isn't this the podcast where we talk shit about your wife? Oh, okay. Sorry, that's the other podcast.
All right, topic number two. So, Dan, I told Dan this was going to be a topic, and I didn't want
to... This is more of a...
This is like a genuine conversation, and then I'll make a point after it. So, are you aware of Phantom Brewing?
I'm aware of the phantom hand of the economic...
No, that's... You're
hey, that's pretty smart. That's a...
Yeah, but you're remembering John Smith. Or is it John Smith?
John Locke.
No, John Locke.
Someone's getting mad at us. One listener is typing comments on our...
Listen,
Instagram,
we got degrees in poli sci, but we didn't get the
highest
grade.
We didn't retain it. Because someone told us you need the math part. It was hard.
Not John Smith. That's
Phantom Breweries. Phantom Breweries.
Do you know
buddy.
Phantom? Are you aware of Phantom?
I think you've probably told me about this in preparation for this, but enlighten me for the...
Okay, no,
the humans.
We're going to continue.
I believe
on this.
It's a brewery haunted by a ghost.
Maybe. Are you aware of House Lager?
Should I be?
HAUS House Lager.
Yeah.
Are you aware of?
They said they
Doan's
send us
Brewing.
Yes, I am. Very much so. Actually, I was going to say Doan's before they moved. That's my mom as a brewery, but
okay,
I digress.
Okay. So
couches and beer.
When I say these breweries, do you think they are actual places?
Well, I feel like you're leading me into this and now it's all connecting. But they feel like they're places.
They feel like they're places.
I'm following.
Would it,
this is
as
a guess
it like as somebody who's like who drinks craft beer about 70% of the time?
Oddly specific yet accurate.
Would it frustrate you to know that they're not?
Not really. I'm
no?
a consumer. I don't care about the means to the certain end. I care about price point and quality of product.
Okay.
Yeah, good answer.
So here's the thing. There's this place in Vancouver called Craft Collective Brewing, formerly Factory Brewing, and they own a lot of beer brands.
Okay.
And what bugs me about them, and I wonder if it bugs you who would be the common craft beer consumer, is that it seems they're trying to portray themselves as breweries, as legitimate breweries. Like, they don't give any indication beyond their address. They try and stay up with the trends. And there's a whole host of brands, including Doan's, including Phantom, including House Lager. I was trying to pull up...
It's House like H-A-U-S.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're all trying to do slightly different things and pull at different places. And so does that bug you as a consumer? Because to me, like, one of the things that I like about craft beer is like, oh, it's going to some... Like, that guy who owns like Twin Sales, like... He actually lives down the street from us. Like, he lives literally down the street from us. Well, like, when I buy Twin Sales... What's that? He never comes by, but he does live. Clay hates me.
Come on, Clay.
But he lives... And, like, when you buy this stuff, like, it's going to that kid's university. It's going, like...
Hopefully not a political science degree.
Hopefully not, because look at us now.
Yeah, you could host the...
So, like, podcast. That's part of the selling point to me, like...
want to know who you're investing in, basically.
Yeah, like, I'm willing to pay more, and part of it is because, like, the dollar's going to the guy down the road.
Okay.
So I wonder to, like, you, who just, like, enjoys craft beer.
I mean, I try and be socially conscious of who I support to a certain extent, but if you make a damn good product, so who else are they supported by? Like, or sorry, not supported by, but who else... What else do they produce? Like, what are the odds of me encountering this, say, a liquor store?
And
Craft Collective... I can't go to the tasting
room.
It's good.
There's a good chance you're going to encounter them. Craft Collective, part of their business is they own brands, they brew the brands, they sell the brands. Another part of it is they work with smaller breweries to increase their capacity by brewing for them.
So they're kind of an angel investor, obviously.
They're not an investor. They get paid to do it on contract. They're signing a contract to brew beer for someone else.
That was a bit of a jump. They're like an infrastructure to support smaller brands to increase their means on one level.
It's an option.
They're not just there. That's not their entire goal. Okay. So you, if I were to overanalyze this, I would say that you, obviously you're passionate about craft brewing, and it's more about the industry and the people and the community. And I'm covering a burp there. And you feel that this is more like the capitalization on it.
Yeah, I think...
It's a business, not just... But like, business for the sake of making money and not producing...
Yes and no, because, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, but I can accept that. I think, like, businesses do exist for people to make money, absolutely.
Hey, none of these guys are here because I also drink
Miller High Life because I like the way it tastes, and it's readily available. And like, I'm fully aware that that's going to Molson Coors, a giant nameless corporation. That doesn't necessarily bug me as long as they're treating their employees...
Because you're straight up about it?
Relatively, but it's the...
They're like the shadow corporation?
It's like...
Are they Spectre?
It's the lie via not giving information. It's the
failure to disclose.
And furthermore, I say like an effort to obscure, which I find frustrating.
Ooh, this got fancy.
Yeah. Like even the name Phantom is one of their brands, and they're trying to like position themselves clearly as one of those hot shit breweries. Like they're producing like hazy beers, and in addition to like dessert sours and like cakey stouts and things like that. So like,
I mean, those are all things I like.
It kind of reminds me of the mall, right? The mall initially got set up and it tried to disguise itself as the high street, the indoor high street. It was disguising space as place. And it's you know, you often hear people getting kicked out of a mall say, "You can't kick me out of a public place." And this
often hear that. Where have you been hanging out?
I watch videos on the YouTubes.
You do watch cringe videos.
Anyways.
That feels like I'm hurting.
But it's this sort of confusion. Like, they prey on a consumer confusion of what their brand is. And that's really frustrating to me, because one of the biggest things that craft beer has going for it has been its authenticity. So it bugs me when contract brewers... there's an attempt to obscure. And I think that's present in some brands. And I just wonder, and I guess my question is, like, does it bug you as someone who's not as sort of, like, committed?
I mean, on face value, not so much. But when you dig around, okay, there's some questions here. Like, it doesn't seem like it's on the up and up.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't seem like it's great for the scene, but that feels like it's a product of the second wave of the brewing scene.
Well, I think
like,
someone's
like, there's money to be made here, you know?
Yeah, that's the funny thing about craft beer. There's nobody gets rich in this shit. Like, that's the funny thing.
So then what are they doing?
It's people who think they're going to get rich doing this stuff. In any case.
Cool. Sorry, I was actually just looking them up on my phone. I was listening.
Were you able to find them?
Yeah, they're on Vernon Street in Vancouver.
Yeah. Craft Collective, they're on Vernon Street in Vancouver.
But you're right. When I do that, there's a couple different names. If I didn't know that, I would be very confused. It doesn't cover all their brands. I would say, you know, I have questions. I've already said that. So who do they own? I'm going to go to their website, Our Brands.
Their website is down, which is interesting.
Yeah. I just went on it. Well, this is,
check them out.
They average 3.6 out of 5 on Untappd.
That's not great.
Which, if you know me, my score automatically parts at 3.5. So obviously I've been drinking their beers recently. I stopped doing that.
So before I go any further, I do want to acknowledge that there is an aspect of contract brewing which is less insidious. And it is when small breweries will, in order to expand and to make sure that they can reach all their customers that want their beer, will sign a contract at places like Craft Collective to brew beer for them. Under their recipe.
Boombox did that.
Parallel 49 does that for Boombox. Strathcona does it for Superflux.
I didn't know that.
And that doesn't bug me because to me it's very different. You'll often see on the can too if you check.
You got faces and names too.
Yeah. Like even Superflux, they don't call themselves a brewery. They call themselves Superflux Beer Company. So there's another aspect to this. And the Craft Collective was simply brewing beer on contract for other breweries. It wouldn't bug me so much. The piece that bugs me is brewing beer under a sort of like, literally an umbrella of like completely different brands, and the sort of attempt to obscure the consumer from, you know, like the Phantom Brewery doesn't exist. It's Craft Collective. The House Lager Brewery doesn't exist. It's Craft Collective. And that frustrates me.
So it's smoke and mirrors behind sub brands and subterfuge.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is the smartest episode ever.
Yeah.
Also, we have a sample size of 5.
So,
but we know what a sample size is. I think you made a fair point. Hey, you kids out there listening here, what do you think? I don't have a informed opinion on this, but I feel like it's probably not good. But who knows where that goes? What's their end game? What's their intent?
Make money. That's what I get.
Isn't that what every brewery is trying?
I think they would say to make money and make good beer.
To make beer that you believe in and make money for the people.
Yeah. Well, but I would also say, given what I've tried, and I've given, you know, their brands a couple chances.
Where would I buy their stuff? We don't want to advertise for them.
I mean, they're in a bunch of LRSs and liquor stores, and it's easy to find.
Have I seen their stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
I probably bought it.
But the thing is, it's that sort of that piece, and like if you're into marketing or it's a concept that exists in a lot of things. It's this idea of authenticity and the imitation of authenticity. Like in human geography, we refer to it as place or space as place. Like trying to say like, oh, this mall is just like, or like Vegas is a great example. It's like taking like the Venetian Hotel and pretending you're in Venice. Like, it's not Venice. They're just trying to convince you it's Venice. Like, it is an imitation.
It is trippy when you're walking there and it's like...
But it's not. Dark
out,
like,
and you're like, oh, why is it light out?
Why is it light? Because it's a freaking, like, it's drywall at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love me Vegas. It's America in a nutshell.
It is. But, so... It's just that authenticity piece.
I don't have an end point on this, but I think you bring up a good point. And I mean, I also believe you have the right to produce whatever you want.
Exactly.
You're not a publicly traded company, so do you have to disclose who you are? I don't know the full rules.
I completely agree. I don't begrudge Craft Collective existing. It's that one aspect of their business practice that bugs me a little.
I'd say it irks you.
It irks me. Yeah, it irks me.
It's more than bugs. Okay.
All right. Well, I think that's it.
Hey,
maybe.
You know, DM us on that one. Slide into our DMs on that one.
Slide into our DMs.
Tell us what you think. I'm curious. I'd love to hear both sides, specifically the sides that will send us free beer. This is a not-for-profit podcast. But yeah. You tried Blue Chew. I'm kidding. Into our next point. You know what I do like? I like a lot of breweries. I might say that there are several that I choose to be the top breweries. I hear this in many other forms. Maybe not in some of the things I like, but you've heard this before. The Mount Rushmore, the top. I mean, if we want to go full categories or full rules, mm-hmm. I mean to say. You got to pick 4.
Yeah.
And you have to put them in
Mount Rushmore.
You have to put them in North Dakota.
I need to put them in North Dakota. That's right. If we pick you, your brewery must move to North Dakota.
On top of a mountain. Where you can't go right now. It's funny that you brought this up because I follow the pro wrestling, as you know.
Unfortunately.
And it's just fun entertainment. Don't shit on it.
Okay.
Whatever, you watch cringe videos on Reddit, so they're about the same level.
Fine. Go ahead.
But they talk about the top 4 of your pro wrestling Mount Rushmore. So I was familiar with the concept. That's all I was really getting to. I haven't heard it in any other things. I'm sure it's for everyone. So, because, man, I don't want to lead on this one, even though you led on the last one. You go first.
Mount Rushmore. Okay, so the first thing we have to think about when
we
think about...
Are we going to start on conditions?
Well, no, you just got to like explain your thought process on the Mount Rushmore. So one thing is like early, you need to be respected for pioneering an industry.
Right.
So people just like
the way.
Washington, I mean, who really knows how good President Washington was? He just happened to be the first. So is he on Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why he's there. Like, nobody knows how good he was anymore.
Can you name the four on the actual Mount Rushmore?
Rushmore? Rushmore's on Mount Rushmore.
No,
that's no. Lincoln.
Yeah.
Washington.
Yeah.
Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Was a good bet because there was two of them. Bush. No, Franklin.
Franklin?
I don't know. Who's the last guy?
Jefferson.
Jefferson. Obviously, Jefferson. So, I'm going to give bias to early pioneers because that I think... In the scheme of Mount Rushmore, that's an important thing. To be the first and to set the standard is an important thing. So my first brewery...
Are we going to go tit for tat on that then?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to go.
Because that would get confusing.
Or unless you want to...
No, it would get confusing. But so, I feel like if anything I like, I'm like, it'll come across like I'm copying you.
And I would love to put like Horseshoe Bay Brewing in, which was the first one in BC... But I'm not because they failed. And, you know, failures don't get on Mount Rushmore. So going Granville Island.
Okay.
They still have a craft beer independent sort of component. They are owned, but they've had longevity. They're still a relevant brand in our market.
I was just there on the weekend. Well,
yeah.
Not in there. I was on the
That's street. Right. Cause COVID.
I mean, I bought beer from them.
Anyways. So Granville Island's going on my Mount Rushmore and you can all fight me, but don't. I've never been
there. You
got good
fight. Reasons. You go down like a little.
Yeah. Number two. I'm going to go again for, like, general level of high quality and longevity. Because I think longevity is a big thing. You can't be a flash in a pan for Mount Rushmore. I don't know. Didn't one of the presidents get shot pretty quick and everyone likes him?
JFK.
But he's not on Mount Rushmore. So there's proves my point.
I mean, he was the first Catholic prime minister, president. I don't know. Anyway.
But did Rushmore, was it there before him?
Very much so.
So then it's moot. Point. The pint is moot.
Mute.
It's a moot pint.
It's mute.
The mute pint.
Anyway,
mute
pint. That's our next episode. We just don't say anything.
So number two, I'm putting Parallel 49 on there because they were.
God damn it.
That sort of like they were the first bit of like this craft explosion. In
son of a bitch.
In Vancouver, so I'm gonna put them there. Next one, going to the island.
Okay.
And this brewery,
thank goodness.
For in that sort of meaty period between like 2000, I don't know, whenever they started. I don't know when they started. Maybe it was like 2005 to like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. This brewery was known for their like basically bar setting beers. And you could find they had wide distro. Like it was exciting when they came out with a
distro.
New beer.
Ooh,
distro. They're not quite there anymore. But also, Thomas Jefferson isn't here at all
Thomas
anymore.
Thomas Jefferson, motherfucker.
So, Driftwood. Driftwood.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
And my last one, who's the youngest guy on Mount Rushmore? I guess they're
Roosevelt,
all dead, so
Roosevelt.
That's a relative term.
Roosevelt.
Teddy or Franklin?
Teddy?
Teddy
Roosevelt, yeah. The old Knickerbocker.
The old
bear is what they call
this
it.
This is a tough one. I haven't completely decided.
You don't have to like match for match.
Okay. I'm going to go Boombox.
Okay.
And because I just love Boombox a whole bunch. So I'm going to go Boombox because whatever. This is hypothetical.
Interesting. Okay. You look that up and turn your ringer off. So, you didn't lay down conditions per se. So
no, you have to do that.
I'm just going with what I think of as, like, from my experience and what I've always heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And you also said Granville Island, so I can't say that.
You can. You just have to have your own reasons.
I mean, it's just, I don't want to put that. But you bring up good points. And Granville Island, you know, yeah, they've changed their thing. But, they have been a mainstay in the Vancouver Lower Mainland region, but I'm not going to count them. So if I were to put it there, I'm going to go completely off book here. I'm going to go with Deschutes.
Oh, we're doing... It's not just Metro Vancouver?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Did you put conditions on it?
No, I guess so. You're right.
Because they're just a solid, great brewery. And they've been around since the 90s. They explore. They've got a good business model. And they're available all
I
over.
I hate that I like that.
And they have a really good spot, too. And it's a cool old car garage.
Okay.
It's the most Portland thing to happen. Keeping it in province, number two, only because of, again, legacy and length, is Storm.
Okay.
One of the Vancouver OGs, right?
Okay.
They're probably...
Oh, it was Mackenzie.
Mackenzie King?
No, it's just Mackenzie. I think Mackenzie, he was the dad of Mackenzie King. Oh, man. Was Arthur Meehan was number nine. That was way off.
This is just to remember where I was at.
Yeah, you go ahead. Sorry.
No. This is name that PM. It's PM PM. It's where at nighttime we talk about prime ministers. side note. We could do that. Storm. I heard the old rumors where you used to be able to go in with like a cleaned out 2 liter of pop and they would fill it for you, but you'd have to turn your back. I think you might have told me about that, actually.
No, I didn't. That's hilarious, though.
Maybe it was my brother. It might have been my brother, who's younger than me by a long shot. Anywho, weird, cool space. They got that cool punk rock attitude. The quality of the beer is questionable, maybe. It's fun. It's fun. It's a great way if you want to, like, have an afternoon. Go there. Tip them. There's some good staff there. They're cool people. It's an event. It's not really about the quality. Number three, we'll take a trip down the road or up the road. We're going to Squamish.
Ooh.
How sound?
Ooh.
Terrible fucking service at that bar. Fuck. I've definitely spent way more time than needed. But, they've got a lot of legacy. They've been there for a long time. I'm a snowboarder, so I've been going up and down that road, and I've been drinking that beer probably a lot longer than I ever think I have.
That's not a weed.
I'm old. I'm trying to think of their mainstay beer, and I'm blanking.
Baldwin's Best Bitter. Pothole Filler.
No.
Mega Destroyer.
No.
They had a blueberry thing.
No, like old, like longer.
Woolly Bugger.
No, what's their main one? Or am I just thinking of Driftwood?
Pale Ale.
Yeah, that one. But they've been there for a long time.
Okay.
And they've kind of got that, they had the corridor cornered. And number four, I'm going to go a little more modern, and it's a toss up between two, but I'm just going to pick favorites. Because actually on a hot summer's day, you took me to their sister bar and we had a really good bunch of drinking going down. I think it was like a fireworks night, actually, and I'll tell that backstory in a second. It's a Brass Neck.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say 33 because 33 was probably actually when everybody was blown up in Vancouver. That was like the first one I threw some roots down. By that I mean drank a lot of beer there. But Brass Neck is a better brewery to me because it's ironically less pretentious and it's more fun. But also, they do weird stuff. Almost, they cycle their taps almost too much.
They're great. They're the they're an apex predator.
Yeah.
In the brewery world.
I love that spot. It's a pain in the ass to get in there. They got cool graphics. They got good beer. They have good jerky. And the place we went was the Alibi Room.
Yeah.
It was wicked hot. It was one of the hottest days. I think we were going down to the fireworks.
Actually. We were.
But I think it was actually the first day I ever had a sour beer. And you're like, try this sour beer.
Let's hope they make it out of this mess.
Yeah, mess. I hope everybody does.
Okay, so at least one of our followers is going to be mad because we're over time.
All right, well,
but
you know what? We just want to talk. We're all in quarantine.
So, shout-outs? You got shout-outs? Maybe
I got some shout-outs. Actually, before we do that, I got some quick hits because I'm just curious.
Okay.
These are rapid-fire questions. Coke or Pepsi, yes or no? So, Boilermakers.
Pepsi. Yes.
All right. What do you order?
I order whiskey and I order beer.
Well, what is your beer that you order?
It's probably
You're at a
domestic lager.
Okay. What do you order for whiskey?
CC.
Good choice. I'm a big fan of the PB&J. Pabst Blue Ribbon and Jameson.
No. Oh, Irish. Okay.
Yeah. Follow up. Mm. How do you feel about tall boys with cheap beers?
Yes.
Okay. I love it. Me too. I fucking love it so much. I don't know why it doesn't make sense.
Rolling Rock.
Oh, God. Rolling Rock was my recovery beer after. It was Budweiser had rebranded as America the Beer that summer.
Yeah.
And I drank way too much. And a bottle of red wine. And I woke up with a hangover, and I was camping, but it was like a sustainable hangover, so I switched to Rolling Rock.
My best Rolling Rock story is I went down with a couple of friends. We were going to a concert in Eugene, Oregon, because we couldn't get tickets to the Portland show, and
Eugene's a dope town.
We just showed up at this hostel, like, kitty corner to, like, the Pike Street Market sign in Seattle, and we were, like, late, and Seattle sucks. Number one, like,
I don't even know Seattle.
It's just like, it's not set up well. Like, people, there's not as many people downtown. Man. Like, there's not a lot of food options. That was a whole other
thing. This is all accurate.
But we went to this pub, the Can Can, and it had live music and it was great. And they had $2 tall boys of Rolling Rock.
Yeah, buddy.
And every time the lady came by, she's like, "Do you guys want some more?" And we just look at each other and like laugh and be like, $2 cans? Yes. More cans are Rolling Rock.
America, you break my heart, but I love you many times over with your cheap beer.
Anyways, that's my
Rolling Rock. Let's not rush it. You know, this is a longer episode. My note just says beer cookies, and I don't know what that means, so let's skip that one.
Okay.
You're at a sporting event. You got your beer. Lid off or lid on?
Lid on. Yeah. That stuff's expensive.
Exactly. Don't spill your beer, especially if there's a goal or an event.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a soccer game, you don't have to worry because there's not a lot of goals happening. All right. That is good talk, great memories, good times. Let's do our shout-outs. You got any
shout-outs? All right, I call a shout-out to Mom because it's Mother's Day.
You son of a bitch. I call a shout-out to my mom. Not just moms ever, but my mom.
Well,
I love you, Mommy.
All right, that's all I got for shout-outs.
No,
okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say all of our new followers.
Yeah, all of our new followers.
We actually can shout you out. In fact, I'm going to jump on the Instagram, and I'm going to pick a random one, and we're gonna look into you. Hey, look, it's Carnell. It's a little gauche. Hey, yes or no? Following yourself? Yeah, you got to build a brand. Let's go through the followers. Who are we going to call out? All right, I'm spinning.
Thank you, Lavin Breads.
Thank you, Tasty Burps. That's actually a dope. It's a dope.
Tasty dope. Burps.
You are in the UK. You love beer, hate hangovers, drink responsibly.
Cool.
But not too much responsibly.
All right.
Shout out to the people who do the 7 p.m. cheer and then tone it the fuck down after 2 minutes. Guys. Where we live, our neighbors, I think they're in, like, this war of attrition over who can keep going, and everyone hates you. Not because you don't support them or support them. It's just too much. Tone it the fuck down. Shout out to Ice Cream Cakes. I just had a birthday. I love ice cream cakes.
Ice cream cakes are great.
Like, I don't even like cake. Ice cream cakes are great. Chips. I just like chips.
You get so many shout outs, man.
Because I prepped this. Like, just think of something that gives you joy.
Save something for later.
And then mountain bike trail builders. You guys do good work. I'm a mountain biker, and you're so mad at me for saying that.
No, I did my shout out. It's just mom.
Oh, you only have one priority? Yeah, well, my mom likes depth, so she raised me better. Yeah, whatever.
That's a relative term. All right, favorite beer.
As always, it's the beer I'm drinking right now. It's the ABC Bella Birra, the Italian Pilsner. Real good. That's my review of it. All right. Real good.
I'm going to go, favorite beer was the Kokanee Gold I drank back in the spring of 2006 at the bottom of Blackcomb Mountain.
That's the only place I know to get Kokanee Gold. It's Whistler. I couldn't tell you where it sold.
It was great. Anyways, that's episode. Thank you for listening. We discussed having a sign-off, and we decided not to. Goodbye.
Yeah, call your mom.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.